Mishnah and Baba Kama, that Kufan Bey discusses three different cases. The first case that the Mishnah gives is Hanoisin, Semer Latzava. I have wool which I bought, and I give it into someone to dye for me. And he goes and he messes up, and when he's trying to dye it, he ends up ruining the wool. So we'll see that, and we're not going to go into that this week, but we'll see this more extensively, probably in 2 weeks from now, as to what happens when I give in a product to someone to fix it, and he ends up ruining it, what his responsibility is for ruining the chayes. What I want to concentrate is the safe of the Mishnah, the last case of the Mishnah. If someone gives the tzvayle edder, I go to someone to dye, and to dye it red, the tzvay shachar, and instead of dyeing it red, he goes and he dyes it black. And then, well, let's break the case of the Mishnah into two different cases. One case is where I'm planning on reselling that object. And let's say I sell clothing, I go to a factory, I bring them my own raw materials, I bring them the wool, and I ask them to make up shirts, and I tell them exact the style that I want them to make it, and they don't follow the instructions, and they end up making a different shirt. So what is my responsibility to pay them? So in the case, and it's the case of the Mishnah, is that I didn't actually incur a loss by the fact that they didn't follow instructions. I wanted them to make a certain style, and I felt that style would be able to sell very, very easily. They went and they made the wrong style, or they made it not look as nice. So now over here, if I want to sell it, I'm going to have to sell it for cheaper. So they didn't actually cause me a loss. If they would have done it to my specifications, I would have been able to sell it for more money than the product that they gave to me at the end. So Shaila is, how much do I have to pay, or do I have to pay them for the amount of work that they did when it's not what I intended, it's not what I gave them, I will, in order to be done with it. The second case we're going to deal with is something that's not kaimus to be sold. I didn't go to a factory and I'm planning on selling it, where I could sort of recoup and I could gain the money which they sort of benefited me by the fact that I turned my wool into a shirt. Let's say I have chairs that they're starting to break. So I give it into someone and ask them to strip it down. Once they're ready stripping and fixing it up, I ask them to change the color. So there, it's not kaimah to be resold. I went and they made it the wrong color. I told them that it was originally black. I told them to make it brown. When it comes back, they thought I did a nice job. It looks better than it looked before, but they kept the color black and they didn't change the color and they didn't do it to my specifications. So over here, it's not a question of reselling it. I'm not going to be able to recoup that money. So I have to done separately the case where one is where I'm going to be able to resell it and realize the money, and two is when I'm going to be left with that product. I'm not going to be able to resell it, but there is a certain benefit to me as well. So what's the loss in both of these cases? So let's start with the case where it's kaimel agra, the case where I have, if it's not kaimel agra, it's not supposed to be sold, but I have the ability to resell and to recoup the money which I profited by the person doing the job. But before we start the attaching the Mishnah and the Machlokes Rishonim as to how much you would pay for it, we have to go through, in order to understand this halacha, we have to go through two sugyas before that. The first one is the sugya of Minias Revach. So usually when I damage the halacha, if I damage someone, I'm chuyif to pay for the damage which I did to. But let's say I don't actually cause the damage. The Rosh discusses the case where I took your house, and let's say it was even kaimel agra. You're supposed to rent out this house to someone, and I went and put a lock on the door. Now obviously the person's not going to pay you, he can't get into the house, and you bought the ability to be able to rent out the house. So the Rosh says that the Vidya Yipater based on the sugya of Minias Revach. We'll go into this more barichas. That's the sugya number one, which in order to understand the halachas over here, is that whether or not there's a chiyuv to pay for preventing someone from being able to have a profit. The second halacha, which we have to go through to understand this halacha, is the halacha of a yerid teichsada chaver shloim reshus. This we've had to learn 2 years ago. We went through the sugya. And what happens if I don't hire you to do the job, but you go do the job anyway? You're a plumber, you see that I have a leak someplace, so you quickly come, you take all your supplies, you go and you fix it. I never made up that I'm going to pay you. So the halacha over there is that I'm a chuyif to pay you for the work that you did, even though there was no contractual obligation, I never made up with you, I never spoke to you about it. But if the fact that I went, we'll see how much I have to pay it, it depends if it was a sealita, if it was oimid to be fixed, something that had to be fixed anyway, could I pay you in full? If it's something which was questionable as to whether or not I have to be fixed, could I don't have to pay in full? So in order to understand the halacha of this Mishnah, we have to go through these two sugyas, the sugya of Minias Revach and the sugya of a yerid tachsada chaveri shaloi brishos. Let's first go through the halacha of of Minyas Rebbe. So the Makar of this halacha is in the Yisham. The Yisham brings halacha like this. Hanoisim Moyes Lachavera, Likach Behen, Peris, Lamexis. I went and I told you, I asked you to do me a favor. You're going to a certain place. I asked you to buy Peris for me. What is this common? Stewards have this all the time. They go to the manufacturer and they ask them, you know, it's before Yontif, I need 200 shirts that I'm going to be able to sell. So they make up a deal with them that you're going to send me before the season that you're going to send me 200 of a particular product. Then the case was the person did not do what he was supposed to do. Some oil kasti ain't a law of elotarums. A law of this is really the sefta that you don't have a recourse on him. There's no chiyah for him to actually pay for not being mekayim what he made up to do for you. The only thing you have in him is terumas, which we'll explain in a minute. So zok the yishalmi amar of yitzchak. From this halacha, from this tesefti, the blazes he says that a mevatel kisei chaveroi ain loy alav elotarumas. If I prevent you from ascertaining a gain and not an actual loss, so there I don't ain loy alav elotarumas. So the case where I made up with you, it's before Yantiv, I would zicha be able to not for sure, but I would be able to resell the product and I'll be able to sell it for a profit. The halacha is that preventing someone from being able to gain money is not considered a loss. It's rather considered, it's called the sugya mevatel kisei chaveroi. And as the Yishami says, ain alav elo tarumas. The only recourse you have is tarumas. Now there's a machlokes in the achronim as to how to understand what does it mean ain alav tarumas. Is there a chiv bidei shemayim in these cases or not? So that's what there's a halacha that if a mazik someone groma, so there's a mazik bidayim, and there's a mazik alidei groma. The halacha is if a mazik someone alidei groma, it's also there's a din that it's potter bidini yadam, there's a chiv bidei shemayim. The machlokes achronim as to whether or not we apply the same halacha that is a chiyah b'day shemayim. Now this is an important yisoid. If there is a chiyah b'day shemayim, there's an ear that says that if there's a chiyah b'day shemayim and someone doesn't keep to what is chiyah b'day shemayim, is possible. Either chiyah b'day shemayim is not just it's a nice thing. If you want to pay, you should pay. Chiyah b'day shemayim means that it would be a real chiyah to go ahead and to pay it. Now there are chokim on that ear holding to possible edus, but there's a knesset gedolah which. He says, what do you do with someone who's chai b'dei shemayim? He says, what you do is, you go into the Beis Medrash, and he says, this is the word they say. Hai gavra ploini chai b'dei shemayim. You go and you give a clap, and you say that this person's chai b'dei shemayim. Mach mashagorim hefzid momen l'ploini, l'chein tzorach ploini l'chosser me'alov es chiyuhim b'dei shemayim. You should know that this person is required al pi b'dei shemayim to go ahead and to repay the person to what his loss is. He caused him a hezek and he has to repay that loss. So the chiv b'dei shemayim is not just when people say, oh, it's chiv on the midday groma, groma is potter. Yeah, groma is potter, but there's a chiv b'dei shemayim. It's not such a big nafkamino. The nafkamino is the chiv b'dei shemayim, or the chiv is b'dei adam, is whether or not it's actionable in bezin. But avada says, a person has a chiv b'dei shemayim, avada is going to have to pay in order to mekayim what every from person does. The chiv to Rebbein Shalom is just as strong or stronger than the chiv that just because the bezin is not, that doesn't have the weight to force the person to pay. But avada, a person, if there is a chiyah b'dei shemayim, he's going to have to act and he's going to have to pay. So is there a chiyah b'dei shemayim in all these cases where I don't cause you actual damage, but I cause you damage that it prevents you from being able to get to gain the money? So Rebbein Yeruchim, is a chiyah b'dei shemayim. Meduyik in the Rebbein Yeruchim is a chiyah b'dei shemayim. There's a tshuva from the Panim Iris, Avnei Nezer. They name on that there is actually a chiyah b'dei shemayim. The Imri Bina, the Beis Ephraim argue on this, and the Medayik, the Lashon of the Yishami. The Yishami is Ein Olav Elo Terumas. A Terumas, we learned the Sugya of Tchiris Poylem, the Mishnah says over there, also that if I tell you I'm going to hire you and then I back out, it's Ein Olav of Terumas. And over there, the Mepharshim say that the Avadim is no Chiyav for him to actually even be Deishamayim to go ahead and to pay. And usually when you use the Lashon of Terumas, it just means that he has a tain against me. Now, there is a Talmid HaRashba which says there's a Midas Chassidus when there's Terumas. You want the person not to have tainus in you, so you have to be Mephiasim. Maybe there's a Midas Chassidus to be Mephiasim, but there is no Chiyav Bidei Shemayim. So again, there's a tremendous Macholikas Achronim, the Panim Iris, the Avnei Nezer Nemon, that when there's a Chiyav Bidei, that when there's a Menias Revach, when it prevents someone from gaining money, there is actually a Chiyav Bidei Shemayim to go ahead and to pay to. The other Achronim, the Sefraim, the Rebino, say that there is no Chiyav Bidei Shemayim in Mokum with Menias Revach. There's an interesting Shiloh in the Divrei Makil. There's a Shiloh like this. I went to an insurance broker, and I was supposed to pay him. I forwarded him the premiums, and the broker, by mistake, did not go ahead and forward the premiums to the insurance company. And unfortunately, the person had a fire, and his house burned down. He went to collect from the insurance company, and obviously the insurance company told him, we didn't get your premium, we're not responsible to pay out this claim. So a person wanted to come with a claim against the broker that he caused him, he had the damage as a result of him not paying for, not forwarding the premium to the insurance company. It actually was, this happened 20 years ago in Antwerp, that there was a main insurance broker over there for diamonds. He used to collect all the premiums, and he never forwarded the insurance company with him. He went and just pocketed the money, and then obviously there was one time there was a big geneva, and they came to get covered by the insurance company, and it just didn't exist. So the shaila is, avada, what he did is wrong, and in the case of where the Divrei Makil is actually talking about a case where he forgot, and Divrei Makil brings in what we learned a number of weeks ago, as to whether or not shichah is a pesheya, not is that considered negligence. He forgot to forward it, as to whether or not he handles that in the beginning of the tshuva. But the question is, does he have a responsibility for the fact that you are not going to get covered by an insurance company or not? So the Divrei Makil starts off, and he breaks it into two different categories. Now, usually when an insurance, not saying it's always like that, but an insurance broker is not actually your worker. You're not actually paying him to do the job. What happens is, he gets a certain cover, you pay him your premium, and he has a deal with the insurance company, and he gets a certain fee from them. So he's mechalak to whether or not he is your worker, whether actually you're paying him to do the job, or he's just collecting the premium that he's getting paid by the insurance company, but he's not your actual worker. So we're going to start off, in the beginning we'll start off the case where he's not your worker. We'll get into the halacha, what happens when he is your worker. But let's say he's not getting paid directly by you. He's getting paid because his deal with the insurance company is that if he brings in a customer, he gets a certain percentage, whatever his deal with them is, how he gets reimbursed by them. So going in a case where he's not getting paid directly by you, but he's getting paid by the insurance company. That's the difference, Makil. The fact that he didn't, even though he made up with you that he was going to forward the premiums, and he basically told you that's what he's doing when you send it to me and I'm going to forward, the fact that he did not do his job, Zokter, it's a hefset over here, it's not a real hefset. He didn't cause you any monetary damage. You had a fire. Your house burnt down. It had nothing to do with me. Now, if I would have forwarded the premiums, you would have been able to recoup your loss by the fact that the insurance company would have paid you. Look at Divrei Makil, that's a hezek of Minyas Reva. He didn't actually cause you damage. There was no damage to you as a result of him not giving in the premiums. Just if you would have had a deal in place, then the insurance company would have gone ahead and they would have repaid what you lost. But he's not directly responsible for the loss. Look at Divrei Makil, this is a case of Minyas Reva. And the halacha is that, yeah, that based on the Yishalmi, that you pocket.
The same with health insurance?
The same with anything.
Right.
But what his case is, that his Minyas Ravach is, what makes him Minyas Ravach over here is that I didn't make you sick. You have to pay the doctor bills. Now, if you would have had a deal in place, then you would be able to make money. It's like I go to a stockbroker. It doesn't make a difference if you're making money or not. The insurance company would have covered something, and now that they're not covering it. It's like I wanted to buy a stock. And I told the broker, buy a certain stock for me. And he didn't go ahead and buy it, and now the stock went shooting up. If I would have been able to buy it, I would have made the money, and here I'm not making the money. So here it's really, in effect, the same exact thing. I would have had a deal with the insurance company that they would cover if in case I had to go to the doctor. At that time, there's no loss, there's no doctor waiting, I didn't have to go to the doctor at that point. So it's a deal, it's a business deal. Now, it happens to be that when I got sick, the business deal that we look at is like the stock went up in price. So now the fact that I don't have this in place is going to cause me law. So the deal that we have between us is not in effect. So the male, I'm not going to be able to gain money. But it's not whether or not you go to the doctor, don't go to the doctor, whether your house burns down, doesn't have burns down, has nothing to do with whether or not the person sold you the insurance, didn't sell you the insurance. Insurance is more or less just a business deal. And who's going to stand to gain or lose is going to be the way it plays out. Is going to be who gains or loses based on the business deal. But it's a business deal. So it's still Minyas Ravach that I would have had a deal in place to be able to. Sort of here, it's rather covering the reason why I'm making money is because I had a loss, but it's not really covering. It's not a question of I didn't lose money. I just would have been able to gain money had it gone up, and here I can't gain the money. So, okay, so we'll come out from the halacha, okay, the Makil, the Chiddush, we'll see more by Arichas to what happens in certain cases. But the starting point is that if I have damage, Ayidei Minyas Ravach, in this case happened to me, I went to a mortgage broker, and I asked him to lock in the mortgage at a certain rate, and he forgot to do it. And then by the time I realized that it was that, I went back to him for the mortgage payment, and I had gone up a full point. All these cases are minyas rabba. It could be that I'm not, I have to pay more. It's preventing me from being able to gain money. So all these cases, gebayt on the Yishalmi, the starting point is, Amr Rav Yitzchak, Kado Amr HaMavatel, Kifesh HaSavero, Ein Alav Elo Tarumus. That the cases where there's no actual damage, that the damages are just that have prevented me from being able to make money, that's Mavatel Kifesh HaSavero, and it's Potter Bidei Adam for sure. And Bidei Shemayim, we mentioned there's a tremendous machlokes in the Achrayim as to whether or not Bechir Bidei Shemayim. Yeah, I understand. It's making me whole, but it's not. You're right. The deal. I understand. It's true. You're right that it's different, but in reality, if you think the step further, it's really the same. What I'm doing is, the insurance company, I have a deal with them. So they're only going to pay me if I have a different loss. But the him not buying me this insurance and not actually causing me to lose money, he's just causing the loss that I had from someplace else, but my house burned down. Now there's nothing in place to cover that loss. And my deal with the insurance company is that happens to be that the way to make money off the insurance company, that's not really right. It's not really making money, but it is making money because the fact that the house burned down happened. Now the question is, do I have a deal with someone in place that will cover my loss? But it's nothing to do, it's not an actual loss. If I don't have insurance, that's not because I lost money. I lost money because the house burned down. Now if I would have had insurance, I would have a way to that someone else will have the liability of the fact that my house burned down, not me. So he's going to pay, but it's not actually covering any loss. About upon him, that's where the sorry, let's take out the different makil siddush akeizim insurance. This is the concept and the etzim halacha. The halacha is that if someone prevents someone from gaining money, then the halacha is that in these cases you potter bidei adam and the machlokes whether or not the chiyuv bidei shemayim. Now the different makil is mitzadah that maybe in his case you could be chayiv, and that's gebayt on a ritzva and a nesiv. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Gimel Beis is like this. Omer of Chama, Haiman the Yov Zuzi Lechavre, someone gave money to his Chavre, Lemezim Lechamre, I went and told him to buy wine, and I told him to go buy wine at the time when wine is very cheap. This is Mana Butter, they're just making the wine then. So at that time, it's very cheap to buy wine. So I sent this person to go buy wine at the time when the price of wine is very cheap. And he was Peshay, he was negligent, and he didn't go ahead and he wasn't Mekayim what he was supposed to do, and he didn't go ahead and buy it. I pay him the price of, I have to pay him the price of what he would be able to buy the wine, let's say, at this man of butter, the price is $10 a bottle, and at the time when I want to buy it, it's $15 a bottle. So I would have to pay him the difference of between the $10 and $15, I would have to pay him to what he lost by not being able to buy it at the cheaper price. The case of his minyas rabba. I had the opportunity to go ahead to buy it at $10 a bottle, and now it went up to $15. So why should I have to pay him any difference? So the Rishonim will ask this question. Let's go to the Rosh. Zok the Rosh, Umayrik is shehichna imoy, sheim lo yikna, sheyamti lo yayim ishaloy. If I'm not going to go ahead and to buy the wine for you, then I agree to be mechayiv myself to pay you. It's like they spoke at it tonight, I'm sending you to go ahead and to buy this, I'm giving you this money, and I'm letting you know that if I don't realize this gain, you're on the line. If they made up lahedi, they had an agreement between themselves that he was going to cover the not the loss, but he was going to cover that if I don't gain the gain that I was supposed to gain from this deal, then you would cover that minyas jada. Zok the Rosh, Ilah Falchi, Hakai Malon, Mavata Kisa Shechaveri, Eina Lava Terumis. But in the Yishalmi, we said Mavatikish Chaveri is possible. So the only time that we say that he's mechuyif to pay him the difference between the cheaper price and the more expensive price is only if they spoke out, they had an agreement between themselves that he would cover that Mavatel Kisle. If they didn't have such an agreement, then he would be possible. That's Shita Sarosh. There's Va, and that Sugya brings down from the Tirat 3, it brings the same Yisayid as the Rosh, but then he says a second Tirat. Dr. Ritva, the Meir Rav Tirat, the Hachal Akapi Shaloi Kibel Olaf Tashlum and Kwa. He didn't have a special agreement with the person that he's going to cover if he doesn't realize a gain. But what's why if I have Kibin Shinasa Noi Moi Slika Sferasa, since I gave you money to go ahead and to buy something, the Umolihu, if this person wouldn't have agreed to go to this place and buy it for me, I would have found someone else to go ahead and buy it, or I would have gone myself to go buy the wine at a cheap price. That's my business. I buy it at cheap, and I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it later for a profit. You told me that you're going to do it, and I relied on you. And I gave you my money because I was relying that you're going to go ahead and be that. You have to pay what I did, my unrealized gain. Why? The If I was able to go ahead and to buy this thing for cheap, and the reason why I didn't go ahead and buy it was because you told me that you're going to go ahead and do it for me. So any time that you know that there's and the Chazanesh speaks, it has to be that we know that the price is going to change. So there's a chiyuv mitam arvus, there's a new sugya that even though, and again we're handling a case of not an actual loss, it's a case of minias revah, it's preventing him from being able to gain money, but zotir it's followed that there's a chiyuv, if I relied on you, and you knew I was relying on you, and I gave you money, behi hano, that I trusted you, and I gave you my money, so there's a chiyuv midin or. That's the side of the ritva. It could be, yes. That's what Rav speaks out. Rav speaks out that the chiyuv of arvus is based on the fact that he could have done it a different way. Correct. Yes. Rav clearly speaks it out, and it is a makabel arvus, a makabel preventing you. You could have realized this money without me. So that he relied on me. That's a behi hanor. You relied on me as opposed to doing yourself, as opposed to doing everything. That's what the hanor is. If I'm the only one in the world, then it could be there's no svar of the hanor. You wouldn't have the svar of the ritzvah. Oh, so the Dibur Makil, that's what I say. So the Dibur Makil is entertaining, and there's really two nidonim, even though we said a klal, a mavata kisa shachavera, is ainal of a terumas. So there's two different nidonim which we're going to go into as to whether the cases where it's mavata kisa, but still it tries to be a chiyuv. So one of them is this ritzvah. So the Dibur Makil himself brings this ritzvah. He actually brings in a sivis, which is in the sugyo that we learned this week, which we'll hopefully have time to get to. So the that's the svar of the ritzvah. The svar of the ritzvah is that any time the person relied on me, there's a chiyuv mitam arvus. Now, even though the ritzvah passes like this, and we'll see the nesivus actually brings it in five different places, there's five different cases where he applies the side of the ritzvah. And so whether or not we're makayim the svar of the ritzvah halacha, it's a tremendous machlokes in the achronim. There's a divrei chayim, there's a imrei bina, chazanish, there's divrei makil. And the Dimer Sham, they all say that we don't pass on like this Ritzvah Baalach. Again, there's the Nesivus and the Chsam Sofer which go with this Yisoid of this Ritzvah Baalach. But connected then, we have a Divri Chaim, a Rebino, Divri Makil, Mar Sham, and others that all argue on this Yisoid. No, this Arvus is again. This is so the ramifications of this Ritva are tremendous. Ritva shall sue the halacha of Sechiras Payov. The halacha is that if I hire a worker, if I hire someone to play some Yom Purim, and I make up a deal with him that I'm hiring you, there's no kinyan done between them. So the halacha is that he had a different job which he could have done, and he gave up that other job, and I'm chayiv to pay him for giving up that job. Frak v'fegna olda achrenim one. He would have been able to go ahead and to do a job. He would have been able to make money by playing, and now he can't. So what's the? Did he have any real damage? No. His damage was every time when I hire a worker and it prevents him from getting another job. It says in the Gemara that mechuyif to pay. Why? So the Ritva says he fears that this is the yisoid of that halacha also. We'll see other terutim which are naftamina halacha in our case also. But the Ritva this klal of Arvi says, since he was soymech on me, he was soymech, so he gave up other jobs and he was soymech on me, he relied on me. So there's a chiyuv mitam arvus in all these cases that I'm aruv to cover your losses. But upon him, as to whether or not I'm going to mekayim the svar of the Ritva halacha is far from a simple halacha. We said it's tremendous machlokes in achronim. I don't have time to go into it now, but we'll see that nafkamina, and a lot of times where cases where it's a worker and I owe him money, as to whether or not I could say I don't have to pay him based on this ritva. The ritva is to make the moment based on the ritva, that for sure I can't do. But sometimes where I'm the muchzik, the fact that there's a ritva and the chamsayf and the nesiv is sort of passing like this ritva, so it could be if I'm the muchzik, then the halacha would be I'll be able to hold on to my money, I might not have to pay him. But upon that's one yisoid which we have to dan. And every time I'm about a tisoid, maybe there's a chiyuv a makabel arvis to make sure that you're not going to that you're going to be able to ascertain the gain which you're trying to gain. The second yisoid, and this is also a tremendous machlokes in Acharonim, is what happens when there's a revach bor. The case of Midian's revach is I told you the case of the Yishalmi was a hired shliach. I told him to go and to buy wine. I was planning on reselling it for a profit. Over there, the machlokes as to whether or not that's considered, whether that case is not considered a revach bor. So a lot of things could go wrong. I bought it, I have to resell it. But the cases where it's a revach bor, the Miryosha is a case where I was supposed to take money from you and I was supposed to put it into the bank. That's a revach bor. You had money, you were going to put it into the bank, and for sure the bank pays a certain percentage of interest, and I didn't go ahead and do it. So do you say that's only Miniyah's revach, or do you say a svaro that since it's a revach bor, since it's something that I for sure would have been able to have gotten, so welcome with the revach bor, we don't look at it that I prevented me from making money, we look at it sort of as the money is already by me. It's for sure happening, it's only a question of going and putting the money into the depositing it. So welcome with the revach bor is a svaro to say that the loss which you caused to me is not a loss that I couldn't gain money, but it's actually, we look at it as a realized gain already before, even though I didn't actually have it, but the fact that it's 100%, it's almost a guarantee that's going to happen, that's a revach bor. So this a lot of Achroinim say, but welcome to revach bor, there is a chiyuv even though we're mevatel kisei. One of them is Takedos, Vapul Charifta, but a sugya of serious poilim, a higher worker, and I prevent you from getting a different job. So he asked the Kash also, like the Ritva asked, that Vachar is a question of Minyas Revach, and he answers that it's a revach bor. But welcome, any time where you have it, it's almost a guarantee that I'll be able to get the money, so then I would be able to be mechayiv you, not even though you don't call it a Miniyaz Revach. That's what the Yishalmi says, the Miniyaz Revach is potter, when it's almost 100% gain, and Revach Bar is called in the Paliskim, there is no sugya of Mevat Akisa Yishat Haver.
But if I rented out my house, and, you know,
right.
He's going to give me money. Can you lock my house? Can I have that
for? I'll tell you even further. The Rosh has a case where he had to go rent a different house. He has no place to live, and he calls that also hypothesis. And a Kanani. To say that the Yisoid the Yichayev al Jalabar, is also a tremendous machlokes in the Achrona. I mentioned the Pul Charifta, the Chavetz Yor, which is Mashma, that there's a Chiyev b'Makom where there's a Revabar. But Kenega then there's also a Nimrei Bino, and a lot of other places can say that even b'Makom where there's a Revabar is no Chiyev. Matzim Tumafurish or Mashal. The Mashal is a case where you have a Bekodin and you would have been able to gain it. He says even the portion of the Mashal is the Shach and the Simon Reish Sadebeis bring the Mashal. The Mashal says like this. The field of the Mamma is tamely Pekodinic, he usually Rebbe's Bar. Give him a Bekodin because I want to have it because I have a way to guarantee to make money. The Shach brings the Mashal that even in cases where it's a Revach Bor, there is no Chiyuv to pay because I know it's by the Mevatel Kisa. So then this also is going to be a tremendous Machlokes in Achronim, even the Chiyuv Gavna, where the Revach is a Revach Bor, as to whether or not you're going to have to pay him or not. Now let's tie this back into our Sugya. Maybe we should wait till next week. Okay, Kitzur, we'll not try to do this. We'll figure out how this Mevatel Kisa plays into next week. But Kitzur comes out by halacha like this. The Yishami brings halacha that Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveroi is Eino Lo Terumis, that if someone prevents someone from making money and doesn't actually cause them a loss, the halacha is that Yipater Bidei Adam is Mechoikas Tzadzichai Bidei Shemayim. And we'll have to take into account that there's two possible exceptions to this halacha. One of them is Gaboit on the Ritva. Where the Ritva says that if I give you money and I'm relying on you, then I have a right to be mechayiv you, not mitzad the medin of Abba Kisna, the din of Mazik, but the new sugya that was a chiyuv of Arvis, and we said a lot of Achronim argue on this. And the second yisoid is b'makom where it's a revach bor, where it's almost a guarantee that I'm able to make the money. There also is machlokes Achronim as to whether or not he is mechayiv to pay for minyas revach, b'makom with revach bor. And that's when we'll see how this ties in next week into the Mishnah which we learned this.
$5 into the Revach. That's very expensive view of Revach.